It's your day in tech history, and it's brought to you by Yes Video. Bring your favorite memories back to life by going over to geekazine.com/yes. Hey everybody, Jeffrey Powers here, and I welcome you to the Day in Tech History at dayintechhistory.com. It's part of the Tech Podcast Network. You can subscribe via iTunes, Zune, or Stitcher Internet Radio. Our Twitter is Day in Tech Hist, and all show notes are on the wiki page if you want to follow along. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
February 16th, 1962 is where we're going to start today. The Data Processing Division announces on that the HyperTape Automatic Cartridge Loader, the first device to permit automatic loading and unloading of magnetic tape for electronic computers. 1968, the first telephone system in the United States uses 911 as the official number for emergency services. It was first inaugurated in Haleyville, Alabama. 1978, the Computerized Bulletin Board System, or CBBS, the first computer bulletin board system, is created in Illinois. Ward Christensen and Randy Seuss created that. 1984, IBM introduces the IBM Portable Computer, featuring a 4.77 MHz Intel 8088 processor, 256 kilobytes of RAM, 9-inch amber monitor, 360 kilobyte, 5.25 inch drive, and the DOS 2.1 operating system. The price of that, $2,795. 1991, version 1.0 of the Remote Access BBS is released. It was written in Turbo Pascal with some assembly language routines, Remote Access, and began as a clone of QuickBBS, would then quickly develop features that would make it one of the most popular bulletin board systems. 1993, Fujitsu introduces the Marty model of FM Towns personal computer, featuring a Intel 386 processor, $800. 1996, Atari is among the most actively traded stocks in the American Stock Exchange, following Atari's announcement that it would merge with JTS, or Joogie Tandon Storage. And in 1999, the International Solid State Circuit Conference is held in California. Sony Computer Entertainment announces specifications for a new 128-bit, 250 MHz processor for the PlayStation 2.
And now this word from our friends over at Yes Video. Bring your favorite memories back to life. You know, I have 8mm film sitting at my parents' house in the basement. We have the projector for it. I don't know if it works or not. It's sitting in the basement. But that's the only way that we can watch those 8mm videos. When I became an IT administrator, I thought to myself, oh, I'll be able to have all the technology where I can actually put the 8mm film into the computer. And I do have video editing technology, but I don't have the products to actually move the 8mm video in there. And, of course, I really don't want to pay for it just to do it once. I don't have a VCR anymore, so all those VHS or beta tapes that we had are pretty much lost as well. Well, that's where Yes Video comes in. They bring the memories back to life by preserving it to digital so you can watch it from anywhere you are. You can access your videos from anywhere. You can create and order custom DVDs. You can share your moments online. You can even take the videos and create cool YouTube memes with them if you wanted to. Check it out yourself. You can get 20% off your entire order by simply going over to geekazine.com/yes. Geekazine.com/yes will save you 20%. And of course, you can bring your favorite memories back to life with Yes Video. Now let's get back into your day in tech history.
In 2000, Sega releases the DreamEye digital camera for the Dreamcast video game system. 2001, Dell announces plans to lay off 1,700 jobs, about 4% of the workforce. 2003, the subscription-based webmail service Oddpost is launched. It pioneered the look and feel of later webmail service, offered significantly faster up response times than any rival, and introduced a drag-and-drop functionality, mirroring the look and feel of a desktop mail client. 2006, the discovery of the first malware specifically designed for Mac OS X, a low-threat Trojan horse known as OS X Leap A, or Oompa A, is announced. 2007, the first Skynet Conference on Computers and Information Technology, SkyCon, is held the Skynet Computer Society at the University of Limerick in Ireland. In 2008, Toshiba finally ends the HD-DVD war by withdrawing from production of that format. And in 2009, Lance Armstrong's bike was stolen. He instantly sends out information via Twitter to find his bike and offers a reward. The bike was recovered 4 days later.
And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2014 JMP Enterprise and geekazine.com.